here with athletic director for Kansas State University, Gene Taylor. Officially your second year now, entering your second year as athletic director. How did the first full year go for you?
It was great. It went by really fast. Obviously had a lot of success athletically, and that was fun. And just, you know, everybody's been so nice and so helpful. Really enjoyed living in Manhattan and really enjoyed K-State family. It's a pretty special place.
Well, you've had really overall the body of work. You've had a pretty good year for overall the athletics, soccer, winning one conference game, the big one against KU in their first ever matchup, their first year in the conference. Football going to the Cactus Bowl, getting a victory, getting 8 wins again. Basketball, men's basketball making a pretty impressive run to Elite Eight. Women's basketball, a couple WNIT wins, and then a Big 12 championship track. I guess how would you describe this this year in general on the calendar year?
Well, you know, again, that level of success in so many of your sports says a lot about our coaches and our teams. And, you know, tennis is another sport that made it to the NCAA tournament first time in 15 years and got a win. So collectively, you look back and you kind of just want to pinch yourself and say, hey, that was a fun year. You know, you don't always have those kind of years. And, you know, for women's track to win back-to-back Big 12 outdoor track championships, that's hard to do. So, and clearly the basketball run, the football, those are always special. But, you know, it's why it was such a fun year. It went so fast, you know. When you're winning, it's a lot more enjoyable. That's for dang sure.
I know one thing that people are going to see come fall for football is a brand new field turf. And that, just watching the time lapse of that, it was pretty quick and it looks really sharp there. And I guess the timing had to be right to get a new field turf there.
Yeah, you know, we just kind of thought about the timing of it. I think it was about 8 years old, and they're usually about good for about 8 to 10 years. And so we just felt this was a good time. We replaced the outside of it last year and went all the way up to when we did the wall project. But it looks really sharp. It's very, you know, colorful right now. They're adding in the rubber, so it'll get a little dimmer, but it's going to be great. It's going to be a great feel for the athletes. The compaction was pretty set in, and so when the kids get on it and start practicing on it, they're going to feel a major difference.
Well, you guys are kind of continually going through facility upgrades and whatnot. You did some painting in Bramlage. You're going to have some big projects coming up. What are some of those projects coming up that people will probably see here in the near future?
Well, the first ones will be the soccer facility. We'll build a new soccer stadium. Same location, but just full complete stadium, stands, locker rooms, athletic training room, coaches' offices. And then we'll expand on baseball behind the third baseline. Those will start next November. And then sometime this summer, we're going to come out with a pretty comprehensive facility master plan for all their other sports. You know, what's the next 5 to 10 years going to look like? So we'll unveil that sometime this summer, and you know, we're really looking forward to seeing what the future looks like in terms of facility perspective.
Well, I know it's kind of a challenge here. You're going to have your first coaching change under your watch there. Of course, Brad Hill stepping down after the season, and what a finish he's had so far. You know, going 3-4 against the Kansas teams in Division One, and yeah, thank you for what he's done for K-State, but how do you go about a coaching search? Do you always kind of have a list of candidates in case something happens?
Yeah, you do. You know, certainly appreciate Brad and how he's handled it, his professionalism. Very proud of how the coaches and the teams have responded the last, like you said, the games. We got one more series out in San Francisco. But, yeah, we think we're going to have a lot of interest in the job. Everybody sees it as a job with a lot of success. They've seen what Brad has done, obviously, the Super Regionals a couple years ago. So I think our interest level is going to be high, and we just go find the best candidate that we think will fit for us based on culture and what our needs are.
I know the evolution of college is changing. College athletics, I should say, is changing. There's probably going to be maybe betting here in the near future. And, of course, there's always the talk of realignments and how conferences are doing. And I know the Pac-12 network is kind of struggling a little bit as of late here, or Pac-12, I should say. How do you see where the Big 12 is right now at this juncture?
Well, I think we're a very strong conference, the 10 of us. We haven't really talked expansion. I know they did the routine a couple of years ago. Right now, our 10 schools feel very strong together, and we're making decisions what's best for the, you know, the Big 12 conference. You know, I saw an article today that mentioned something about a couple of teams, but, you know, those aren't really discussions we're having right now. But you just never know. You need to kind of be prepared. That's why we need to have Kansas State in a great position with facilities, financially, success-wise. So if there are future movements, we're in the forefront of those conversations.
This is your third night of the tour, Cat-backer tour in Western Kansas. What have been maybe fans of Kansas State been asking question-wise?
You know, similar questions. You know, Big 12, what's in the future? You know, they always ask about Coach Snyder, how's his health, which, again, is in a good place. know, they certainly want to see what the next year is going to bring. And so, and they just, I love this tour. I love the Western Swing. I love coming out to Scott City. I actually drove this year so I could spend a little more time. We have such passionate fans out here. It's fun to get out and say thank you and see them and enjoy getting a visit with them a little bit.
Okay, Gene, thanks as always here, and enjoy the calf fries again this year.
Appreciate it very much. It should be fun. It always is, right?
Yes.
Thanks, man.